This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color our tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, including AM 1000 down there in the Caribbean, where we had someone come up to me last night say they were listening to us on a cruise ship down there. Yep, how about that? So, around the world, too, you can hear us via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our brave military men and women serving us wherever you're serving us from, and to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and don't forget our roughnecks working on the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern frozen tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, and you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All righty, let's go to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we forgot to mention, and I we were talking about the missiles that were found aboard the vessel by our USS Normandy warship. There was an incident at a checkpoint in Syria where U.S. troops had to return fire at Syrian loyalists that were firing at our convoy. And according to the Syrian state media, one civilian was killed and a couple of others were wounded. What do you know about that?
Well, we were in a defensive posture, and we will always fire back in a defensive posture. So if the bad guys happen to have a civilian that they're using as a human shield, you know, it's part of the battles of war.
Too bad, so sad. Right?
I mean, I don't like it, but I mean, and we wouldn't do it purposely for sure, but it is what it is. You know, we are going to defend ourselves.
All righty, and good morning to Flip. He's saying good morning to us, and he's got a picture of the flag there, standing there saluting the flag. That's a good thing. All right, now, this coronavirus, it's just... I would not call it under control by any stretch of the imagination. I still don't think we're getting accurate reports out of China. Do you?
No. And we know that. So as a consequence, our military via Northern Command has sent out essentially an executive order for all military personnel commanders to review their disease containment plans and take preparatory and precautionary actions to protect service members, installations, and ships, and so forth. That would include response, isolation, quarantine, restriction of movements, community-based intervention, and those kinds of things. Now, that's not indicating that we are at a higher threat level. It is just a prudent thing to do. And mostly because we also have civilians that when they return from wherever they're coming from, which could be Shanghai or Hong Kong or any place in China, we're going through all of these procedures, which are really kind of magnificent procedures. If anybody happened to hear the press conference yesterday, on what is happening at Lackland, which is one of the quarantine facilities.
And that's in Texas, right?
San Antonio.
Yep, okay.
And so there has to be a lot of coordination. And because, I mean, these people are going to military bases. I think there's been four that have been designated. And this is all a just in case. But the other component of this, and I think it's important to understand, is North Korea.
Yeah.
There are a lot of North Koreans that travel across the border and work in China.
Uh-huh.
And then they go back. Now, China apparently, with coordination of North Korea, has closed the border access. So now those people in North Korea can't work. If anything, apparently there are some cases in North Korea, it's a closed society, obviously, and closed communications. But I'll tell you what, if that thing hits in any robust way in North Korea, you've got another major human crisis on your hands.
And nothing would shock me about North Korea.
Okay.
They could use that offensively, too.
Well, I'm just putting it out there that, there are consequences that I think that need to be looked at on a wider scale. Now, the one cruise ship that was refused by four ports...
The one off Thailand?
It actually was finally accepted by Cambodia.
Okay.
I mean, what a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, was that the one that had 170-some-odd people that got sick on it, or was that another one?
I can't say, because I've read so many, so I can't say, but I think this was MS Westerdam.
Okay. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with more from Denise Simon. And, oh, by the way, the Air Force is starting to cut back on some of their aircraft to make way for what you say? The Space Force. The Space Force. Yeah, buddy. All righty. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, to find out more about them and to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway, also to register for the September drawing of $25,000 cash, I want you to go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right tab, and a screen will drop down. You can sign up for the Gun a Day giveaway. Also, you'll be able to sign up for the drawing of the cash in September. And while you're there, you'll be able to consider becoming a member of the USCCA. Now, there's 3 levels of membership. It'll explain to you about that. And depending on what you do, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. So that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
What is going on in the Philippines? I've been hearing all kinds of things about Duterte and what he wants to do and whether or not we're going to do it or what is going on there.
We have what is known as the Visiting Forces Agreement with the Philippines. And Duterte is, he's kind of a nutcase. He wanted to scrap the agreement back in 2016. And I think we worked our way through that one. Now he's kind of raising the specter of canceling it again. He ordered his cabinet to take a look at it. And, they have to give us 180 day notice that it would be canceled. So we've got essentially 6 months to go, hey, dude, do you really know what you're doing? So, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, the guy's kind of a nutty, character anyway. But, we've got a very long historic, military alliance with the Philippines. And, he's voicing anger over the fact that, we canceled the visa of an official who led his internationally condemned drug war. Why we canceled that visa and who this official was, I don't know. I think that in itself is probably the crux of the matter. So, you know, the State Department and the Pentagon will get involved, and Duarte will go back over in his corner and behave.
Now, we're doing a lot of repositioning, and we may, in fact, be changing our mission in Africa because the news came out that the Army is deploying the 1st Security Force Assistance Brigade to Africa to replace elements of an infantry brigade from the 101st Airborne Division in the coming weeks. And the mission over there is changing to a certain degree. And when they say changing, what are they talking about? Do you know?
I have no idea, except that in the Sahel region, which is really somewhat owned, if you will, by the French, the French are not doing the best job, no shocker there, and they are considering, the French are considering weaning themselves from the Sahel region. So that may be part and parcel of why Secretary Esper is looking at force reassignments and, you know, where they are, how many they are, and who else is going to step up to the plate. So I would say this is a constant thing that goes on, but I think the media decided to challenge him on what he's doing with force assignments.
Now, a judge got involved in a case between Amazon and Microsoft, and the judge temporarily blocked the Microsoft Pentagon contract that was there and said, no, Amazon was a lower bidder. I believe that's what I'm reading here. And they wound up with the work there. So all of a sudden, Amazon is in the Pentagon and Microsoft is out in this one particular area.
Trump didn't want Amazon to have what is known as Jedi or cloud computing contract because Amazon doesn't play well with others. And so we decided to go over to Microsoft. Well, Amazon decided to sue. It goes to court. The court says, well, we don't care what the White House says. We're going to honor the original agreement with Amazon. So we don't know where we are with that. Quite frankly, I wouldn't be using either of them. Be building my own cloud system, but they didn't ask me.
Huh. By the way, did you see that the little Swedish climate activist, Greta Thunberg, is now getting her own BBC television series on climate change?
Yeah, I did. I saw the headlines on that one and stepped right over it because I really just don't care.
Isn't that amazing, though? Isn't that just... I find that amazing that's so...
Well, Boris, let me say this. Boris Johnson, he needs to really get a hold of some things. He still has a problem with his entire law enforcement architecture in the country. They need some real retraining. He needs some policy issues that he needs to address, least of which is... what I think is his biggest problem is doing business with Huawei moving ahead with 5G. So we've been spending an awful lot of time with Boris Johnson. He's got a lot on his plate, but, you know, I think that he needs to have some committee meetings with his cabinet people and work some things out. Because, I mean, just because Brexit happened doesn't mean that it happened. They officially broke off, but there are tens of thousands of issues that this cat needs to address, and pretty quickly, I might add.
Huh, okay. By the way, the United States has reportedly brought some new charges against the Chinese tech giant Huawei. What is that all about?
Well, yeah, there's some fascinating things that are going on with Huawei. I wrote about it a couple of days ago where Huawei... we found this out, they've had it for 10 years, but they have been able to get into what is known as our law enforcement back door into the mobile and landline phone system infrastructure in the United States. That's the first thing. Of course, China and Huawei are denying that. Now, remember, Huawei is really part of the Chinese military. So they're
right.
denying that. Then we've got some other hacks that are going on. Then we find out that they had hacked Equifax. So I would just say it's interesting that all these things are coming out against China, and I'm happy for it because I think China needs to be called out on all of these things. The FBI is really working overtime. We're trying to prove the case on Huawei as bad juju. Hence, going back over to Boris Johnson in Europe. Do not do business with Huawei. Our Pentagon has cut off all contracts with them. So, anyway, they have hackers, and their hackers are part of the Chinese military.
Yeah, and, of course, the hacking continues. There's a report of some hacking going on. I think it was another financial network I heard again yesterday.
I don't know. You may have.
Yeah, I did hear that they were working on something. I didn't hear what it was. Maybe we'll see or hear something about it before the segment's over. Otherwise, I'll have to see if I can pick it up on the bottom end. You know, the impeachment process has kind of left the country turned upside down a little bit here because we've got two sides to every story, but the Democrats are sitting there in Washington, D.C. They're saying all kinds of stuff, most of which isn't true, I might add, under the protection and the cover of the dome overhead in the Capitol, because they can say pretty much anything they want. You can't hold them responsible. There's a qualification for words the way they do it. I wish they would end that once and for all, that procedure.
What, there's no disciplinary course for members of Congress?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right, yeah.
No, there's not. The only thing you can do is put them up before an ethics committee, and that has no teeth in it. So this is by design legislation that they passed themselves, so there's no consequence for bad behavior, least of which is Adam Schiff, who lied publicly twice on congressional record. What are you going to do?
By the way, the Democrats are headed to Nevada on February the 22nd for another caucus, if you will. I'm hearing that Tom Steyer is polling very well over there.
And in South Carolina, too.
Wow. Yeah, I saw it was 19% or something like that. All righty, I'll let you go. We'll talk to you tonight, tomorrow night, whatever, on the weekend edition. All right, thank you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting about the biased jury foreperson in Roger Stone's trial. Tamika Hart, a Democrat who ran for Congress in 2012 and works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, posting numerous anti-Trump tweets on her page. President Trump tweeting, now it looks like the foreperson in the jury in the Roger Stone case had significant bias. Add that to everything else, and this is not looking good for the Justice Department.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Bill Barr telling ABC News in an exclusive interview, the president's tweets are not helpful when it comes to cases still pending.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about cases pending in the department, about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment here, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about where they're at, but in the meantime, you can look them up on the web by going to naa.edu or giving them a call to schedule an appointment to take a look, take a tour, see, we like to say it, take a tour, 800-659-2080. Now here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of the young folks have chosen to go to a vocational school or a technical school, if you will, to learn a trade that in most cases they're not told are not going to pay them the big money they're promised, because they're going to find out when they get there. And a lot of these jobs, by the way, are union. When you learn how to become a welder, a plumber, an electrician, a pipe fitter, the carpenter, or whatnot, you're not going to start out at the top of the heap. You're going to start out as an apprentice, because that's what the unions do. Or you're going to start out as an 80 percenter, which is something else that they like to do. And even non-union companies do that. You start out at 80% of whatever the scale is to begin with. But they do that to see if you're going to stick around. So if you want to make the big bucks right off the bat, I got a solution for you. It's called National Aviation Academy. Now, they can fill the void that you have and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $60,000 a year and the potential to make a whole bunch more. All you got to do is check out National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., overlooking Boston, just outside of Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida. Now, the one in Clearwater is in Pinellas County across the bay from Tampa. And they've got a day and a night class program there. They've got a day program up in Concord, Massachusetts. But either way, go to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did because it'll open the door wide open for you. Now, also, want to tell everybody and remind everybody about the Two Guys Gun Show. I will be there on Saturday. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, the lovely Ms. Susie Q is going to be there with me, too. She's looking forward to that. She missed the one last week because she had somewhere else she had to go. But this week, she'll be there. And we're going to have a surprise guest, too, that'll be there around noontime or 12:30 or 1 o'clock. There'll be a couple of lovely ladies right there at the table with me at the Two Guys Gun Show. This one will be at the Oldsmar Flea Market. Now, that's located at 180 Racetrack Road in Oldsmar. And it goes on Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Stop on by, say howdy, howdy, and remember, they're talking about Pinellas County. The sales tax is lower. The waiting period is 3 days instead of the 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 that it is in some other places. And, of course, if you got a concealed carry permit, you don't need to wait at all. So there you go. And they've got great items there. Now, it's not just about guns either. There's all types of accessories. And, by the way, last week when we were in Largo, we had a fishing exhibit there, where they were selling poles and rods and reels and lures and all sorts of stuff fishing related. So that was something a little different. And, of course, they have the knives, too, Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. So there you go. Now, let me drift them over back over here to what we were talking about. You can't get away from it, folks. The U.S. military is prepping for the coronavirus pandemic that may or may not be coming. Their words, not mine. Now, this comes from U.S. Northern Command. They're executing plans to prepare for a potential pandemic of the novel coronavirus, now called COVID, COVID-19, according to Navy and Marine Corps service-wide messages that have been issued this week. So let's hope that it doesn't happen, but they're preparing. The military is preparing to deal with it by getting some more installations involved, as well as just being smart about what we're doing. Now, are you ready for this? Never let it be said that the Canadians can't come up with an idea. Canadian military now wants to attract women recruits by shortening and tightening its uniform skirts. A shortage of women in the ranks of the Canadian Armed Forces have prompted new recruiting ideas that include adding shorter, tighter skirts, more stylish shoes, and a cringeworthy social media campaign, which is featuring slogans like, "My bling are my medals." Okay, let's see how that works out. By the way, the U.S. Air Force flew two B-52 bombers and an MC-130J Commando 2 tanker along the through the Taiwan Strait yesterday. Back-to-back Chinese drills near Taiwan, and then we turned around and did that immediately thereafter. We'll see how that plays out with the Chinese, who are always quick to act or react. The Air Force is talking about getting rid of some of their older aircraft to save some money, because that money that they save is going to go to the Space Force, where they've already got 100 volunteers that are going to be transferring out of what they're doing from other services to become members of the Space Force. How about that? And something else here, a lot of guys and gals remember, and I know I do because it was the only thing we had to read, really, the Stars and Stripes paper. Now, the DOD budget proposal cuts all the funding, all of it, to the Stars and Stripes. However, lawmakers in both the House and the Senate are backing the newspaper, especially the veterans. In some cases, that was the only way to read anything in the way of news from the outside world. Now, the Pentagon's fiscal year 2021 budget request would strip Stars and Stripes of all its federal funding, more than $15 million annually, according to a Defense Department official. Now, lawmakers and others defended the editorially independent news organization. Howard Altman is the one running that now. He used to be one of the reporters, military reporters, here in Tampa, and he's now running the military.com end of things, which is the one that puts out all of this information that you hear me talking about. In addition, the National Guard is now pushing for the Defense Department and Congress to create a Space National Guard. Yeah, I bet they would want that, to create a Space National Guard, despite some uncertainty within the Pentagon about how to move forward. Well, there'd be uncertainty, all right. There sure would. And in the coming years, over the next 5 years or so, the Army plans to buy a mix of more than 120,000 new light machine guns and rifles. Now, build around new ammunition to replace both the M4 carbine and the M249 squad automatic weapon for select soldiers. We'll see what it is they come up with. There's been a couple of variations of weapons I've heard about. Now, are you a Green Beret? Are you listening to this show? Do you want to stay in the service? Guess what? The Army's offering up to $100,000 to stay in the service. The Army wants Special Forces warrant officers to stay in so badly, they're willing to pay that $100,000 to keep them there, because they're the guys that are flying some of the helicopters, amongst other things. Warrant officers are trained to do more than one thing at one time. All righty. We're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. The Watchdog on Wall Street will be with us, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us right now up there in Carrollton, Georgia, on 1330 WLBB, our affiliate up there, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Thanks for tuning in. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Only Eyes Optical and Boutique down in Sarasota. Now, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes and getting your eyes examined, then I want you to check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, for all you snowbirds that are down here in Florida, all you got to do is give them a call, 941-444-7984. That's 941-444-7984. And a optometrist will check your eyes out for you and see if you need a new pair of glasses. And then after that, Diana Reason, who's the licensed optician, will take care of all of your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price. Bring it along with you. Bring a copy of the ad that shows, says you can get buy one, get one, or buy one and the second one's whatever, any of that stuff. And she'll meet or beat that price for you that you have from the, one of the big box stores. She likes doing that, so do that. Now, also, don't forget, stop by Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number, again, 941-444-7984. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because you never know.
that might get you some interesting little accessories to your eyeglasses like it did me, that you hadn't planned on. All right, let's go to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
You got a snow shovel ready?
No, I'm not going to snow here. Upstate.
It snows where you're at, and every now and then you get a big surprise. I know you've told me.
Every now and then, but nah, you could say I'm hell in high water from upstate New York. It's a whole different ball of wax up there.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days all too well. All right, let's talk about the coronavirus, because of all the things to hear in the midst of what could be a pandemic in the offshoot of other things we're hearing, the CDC, our great CDC, says the coronavirus test kits are flawed. Some of them work, and some of them don't.
Well, listen, I at this point in time, I mean, there's constant stories coming. I mean, late yesterday afternoon, I had a story that was sent to me that somebody in California came up with a vaccine for it in a matter of hours. And I don't know what to believe. And that type of uncertainty, Matt, makes me nervous. Always does. I mean, that's my job, is to be nervous in regards to these things. I don't trust any information coming out of the Chinese. I've said that before here on the program. So basically what you're looking at right now is you got to tread very, very lightly, tread cautiously. Not to mention the fact that, you know, what's going on in North Korea right now? I mean, they were completely reliant upon the Chinese for their existence.
And they shut the border down. They shut the border down. No more going over to work in China.
Yeah, I can't even imagine if it gets into that country, how are they going to go about handling it? They're just going to execute people? We don't know. We don't know. We have no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to be looking at, a big hit to the overall global economy because of this. It's all right. I mean, that happens. These things happen. It's not, the issue is getting the thing under control, and trying to get the thing under control in China when it's a command and control economy and they're always about saving face all the time. It can be difficult.
Now, there's an e-cigarette maker by the name of Juul, J-U-U-L. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
Okay. The state of Massachusetts is suing them because they have been targeting children in advertisements in, guess what? Children's magazines.
I don't know how they target them in children's magazines. I haven't seen that.
Well,
yet.
They're trying to target the parents, but just because they're in the children's magazine, they're saying, hey, guess what? You're targeting the kids.
Listen, anytime they're targeting kids with this stuff, again, stuff that we deal with, because I have teenagers, and, I know it's some of the kids, they get involved in stuff. Kids like to get themselves into trouble, just like when we were kids just like to sneak off. Some kids would sneak off and smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is with this Juul and this vaping stuff is that there's chemicals involved, and sometimes you don't know what's getting mixed in with this stuff. I do think that you got to keep this stuff away from kids. However, as an alternative for adults to smoking, it's obviously a better alternative than breathing in smoke. So, how do you go about handling something like this? I don't know. I don't think you should totally ban it. I think we should do everything and anything you can to keep it away from kids. But as far as adults are concerned, if they can wean themselves off cigarettes and move on to this, it is a better alternative. But the best alternative is not doing it at all.
Now, we hear a lot about climate change, right?
Well, every day, everywhere, no matter where you go.
We just endured the hottest January on record in some areas of the country. But in other areas of the country today, especially if you're way up north in the frozen tundra, up there on some of the oil rigs, the guys that are listening to us right now, the roughnecks that are up there, it's 20 or 30 below zero with the wind.
Yeah, it's called weather. I mean, it changes. My brother just got back from Montana. He went skiing there for a week. And the time he was there at Big Sky, Montana, it snowed 6 feet a week. I have winters here. I live, obviously it's odd because I live right near the ocean and the water. Here in the Northeast on Long Island. Some winters, it'll be brutally cold. Other winters, hey, kind of on the in-between. And for all I know, I'm kind of worried right now because it's been a pretty mild winter here. I'm worried that March is going to be godforsaken awful. So you never know.
Mm-hmm. Now, last night I was fortunate enough to be able to go to a meeting in Tampa, Florida, Hillsborough County, actually Brandon to be specific, Hillsborough County Republican Party, and they had the attorney, Sidney Powell, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's attorney, was there. I need to tell you, that lady is sharp. We were so impressed, those of us that attended, with what she had to say, and we got the skinny on what's going on with Lieutenant General Flynn, and they definitely are trying to railroad him, because some of these prosecutors and whatnot, they're the same people that were involved with Paul Manafort and then a couple of other folks.
Well, listen, you know, I understand Trump's anger when it comes to this stuff. I really do. I would be equally as angry. I don't know if I'd handle everything the same way he does, but I get it. When your friends and people that you brought on are getting hurt, and they're getting hurt indirectly because of you and because people don't like you, I'd have a difficult time handling the entire thing. I would. So I understand. I do feel bad for that guy. Mm. You want to talk about some guy that's been railroaded, mm-hmm. and this grand desire out there to get people on process crimes is insane to me. Yeah. Especially when we got enough problems in this country and enough mm-hmm. bad guys walking around that it's a major issue.
By the way, good morning, George. Hope you're doing well. George, the Godfather's in there, one of the former New Yorkers down here in Florida right now, first responder, or I'm sorry, a survivor of the World Trade Center, someone who was in the right place at the wrong time. But anyway, finally, Chris, the number of tax refunds issued so far this season is down almost 5% as the filing for taxes comes right about now. Tis the season. I don't know if that's just because people are filing later. What's going on?
Oh, the amount of refunds? Well, if the amount of refunds are coming down, people are getting smarter. They're paying the right amount of taxes over the course of the year. Every year I kind of laugh at this, people getting all excited because of their refund. I was like, well, it's your money, you know, and you lent it to the government over the course of the year interest-free. So that's not such a great idea.
No. So people apparently got their stuff down pretty well again. As far as when things get deducted. By the way, remember the cruise ship that was sitting off the coast of Thailand and Cambodia, not knowing where it could go?
There's a bunch of them out there. I'm not familiar.
Well,
I might have heard about them.
This one with about 2,300 people on board was just allowed to go into Cambodia. Nobody sick on board the vessel. There you go.
That's great, but I guess what? I bet you those people will never go on a cruise again.
I'll bet you're right. Okay. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. And we'll be right back. Frank Salvato, manager of the New Media Journal, coming back when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.